Belinda presents this recording of River Stories, presented by Phil Ashley Brown.
It's early morning here in the Barrington Tops, and overnight there's been a fine sprinkling of snow across this entire area. You can see in the snow where kangaroos have hopped along. You can see where their tail and their hind legs have made marks in the snow. And there's a fine mist here. The trees are black because they're silhouetted against the mist and the white snow. It's silent, it's still, and there's no one else here.
Standing by the side of Murnan Brook, which rises about 11 kilometres from here, but much, much higher. Had some rain last night, flowing good, really, really good. And there's been a bit of snow on the top, so the next few days there'll be some snow melt water through it. But it's beautifully clear, beautifully fresh, and now getting ice cold.
It's a clear, crisp morning. The brook is bubbling away just behind us here, and I'm here with Howard Archbold, who lives right here.
Been here 20 years now.
Are you a local?
No. No, you've got to have at least two or three relations up the hill there to be a local.
In Australia, we refer to streams this size usually as creeks. Mm. Why is it called a brook?
It's called a brook because the original settlers in this part of the world were all Scottish origin. Mm. So Armidale Brook and Murnan Brook are called brooks, not creeks. There's still Scottish heritage families living here, and it's just always been known as the brook.
Does it ever run dry?
I've only seen it run low and not drinkable in 20 years because the Barrington Tops basically is an old volcanic crater which is sort of filled by sphagnum moss swamps. It acts like a huge sponge and slowly releases water into reportedly 40 odd rivers and creeks running out of the Barrington.
40?
Yeah, something like 40. I'm not sure of the exact number, but we've got the Manning, we've got the Hunter, we've got the Patterson, we've got the Williams, the Allen River, all those rivers just cascade out of the tops here.